McNeil. Late U.S. Senator and war hero John McCain laid to rest at his alma mater, the U.S. Naval Academy, this Sunday. At a private memorial Saturday in Washington's National Cathedral, Senator McCain's daughter Megan spoke.
The America of John McCain is generous and welcoming and bold. She is resourceful and confident and secure. She meets her responsibilities. She speaks quietly because she is strong. America does not boast because she has no need to. The America of John McCain has no need to be made great again because America was always great.
Former President Barack Obama also spoke, denouncing the current state of U.S. politics.
It's a politics that pretends to be brave and tough, but in fact is born of fear. John called on us to be bigger than that. He called on us to be better than that.
McCain died last Saturday at age 81 after a year-long battle with brain cancer. According to the outgoing commander of the U.S. forces in the country, in Afghanistan, Russia is not giving up on efforts to destabilize Afghanistan and drive divisions between the United States and its coalition partners. General John Nicholson is scheduled to step down this Sunday after serving in the position for more than 2 years. Before relinquishing command, he took time to cast doubts on Russia's intentions in the region, despite recent overtures from Moscow to help the Taliban reconcile with the Afghan government. The chief of the United Nations agency that helps Palestinian refugees has written an open letter to the refugees and the agency's staff following the announcement by the U.S. that it will stop its financial contribution to the agency. He said the U.S. decision will strengthen their resolve. This is VOA News. A string of powerful blasts from the direction of a military airport in Damascus could be seen in the early morning hours Sunday. The airport has been targeted in a number of airstrikes in recent years that the government has blamed on Israel. Israel rarely acknowledges strikes inside Syria, but has said it would use military action to prevent weapons transfers to its enemies. Arab media is reporting that warring militias in the Libyan capital have agreed to a ceasefire, but it is unclear if it will hold for long. Clashes were reported overnight in the city, and Tripoli's only functioning airport was closed after rockets hit the area. Edward Uranium is following that story.
Militia fighters from several warring brigades fired multiple rounds of ammunition into the air around the Yarmouk military camp, scene of bitter fighting in recent days. Control of the camp changed hands several times during the week, and fighters from the so-called 7th Brigade, based in Tarhuna, currently hold it. Amateur photographs posted on Twitter show buildings, including a hospital and a hotel, that were hit by rocket fire during the past 24 hours. Arab media claims that about 40 people have been killed in a week of fighting. The United States, along with four European governments, are urging the warring militias to observe the latest ceasefire. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Witnesses in the Somali capital say that a car bomb exploded near a compound in Mogadishu's Hawagdag district. The compound was used as the headquarters of the district. Witnesses say that the suspected suicide car bomb destroyed most of the structure. At least three people are dead. Dutch authorities are drawing some conclusions about the stabbing of a pair of Americans in Amsterdam. AP's Ben Thomas follows the story.
Amsterdam City Hall says the suspect in this double stabbing of two American tourists in the Dutch capital had a terrorist motive. They've identified the suspect only as Jawad S., a 19-year-old Afghan citizen. Police shot and wounded the suspect after he allegedly carried out the attack at Amsterdam's main railway station. The Americans are recovering in a hospital. Their identities have not been released. The suspect is also hospitalized. Dutch officials say the suspect holds a German residency permit, and investigators in Germany have searched his home and seized data storage devices. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Trump administration wants to shut down the U.S. government radio stations that announce official time, a service in operation since World War II. The Trump administration proposes cutting $26.6 million and 136 jobs from the National Institute of Standards and Technology's fundamental print measurements, quantum science, and measurement dissemination activities. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
From Washington,